come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time where you grab the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the husbands, the wives, the children, the grandparents, and everybody, and gather them around the old tube radios. It's time once again for that weekly culinary journey into true theater of the mind radio, known as Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We're listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at, can you believe this? Michael, we're going out to the farm. I mean, my idea of roughing it is a Holiday Inn without HBO. And here I am in the beautiful Smoky Mountains in Brasstown, North Carolina, at Ridgefield Farms in Brasstown, North Carolina. And we are here celebrating the bovine that comes from this particular area, Brasstown beef. And of course, anybody that knows anything about Brasstown beef knows that it is, without doubt, the finest beef produced in this area. Absolutely incredible. We're here to celebrate. They're having a poorhouse picnic. We're going to talk to some chefs. We're going to get some recipes. We're going to talk to Steve and Whitmire, and we're going to find out a little bit about the exciting things that are going on here at Ridgefield Farms in Brasstown, North Carolina. Of course, we couldn't be here if it weren't for our incredible sponsors like the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, my friends, they are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet Onions. Of course, this time of the year, in another month or two, we'll be doing all Peruvian Sweet. But that's okay, because they're the same Gen X onions that come from, yes, the very fields of Reidsville, Georgia, all the way to Peru. Why? Because the onions are just sweeter. And my friends, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
Very good, Mike. You see, you fill in for Chef Eric. You got that down good. And, of course, by Fee Brothers, they are the leaders in cocktail syrups, cordials, and, of course, they are the bitterest of bitters companies. Their family has been mixing it up in the cocktail world for 150 years, starting in March 5th of, I guess that would be 2014, next year, just a few months away. And, of course, by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. We love those folks. They're taking us to Israel in November. We are going to spend time walking in the shoes of the great fishermen. We're going to be traveling throughout the beautiful country of Israel, finding the best restaurants, the best chefs, the best wine, and the hottest spots, as well as some of the most deeply religious for so many people around the world. All that thanks to the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. If you would like a trip of a lifetime, what you need to do is go to GoIsrael.com. And of course, if you're not going to Israel this year, why not take a trip down to New Orleans? Man, Christmas in New Orleans, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, French Quarter Fest in New Orleans. I could go on and on and on about the festivals in New Orleans. Most important thing is you ought to get down there. And if you do, there's only one place to stay. That is the Hotel Monteleone, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. Okay, we're not going to have a lot of people with us today. I mean, we're going to have the delightful Miss M is going to be here, and Michael is here. And we are here at Ridgefield Farms, as I said at the beginning. This is a really, really beautiful place. Now, we're here for what they call the poorhouse picnic. And this poorhouse picnic is something that's very special because it is the place where so many people have come to find as the beef of all beefs. It is right across the Georgia border. But I know that many great companies and a lot of restaurants in the area are starting to really pick up on Brasstown beef. And the reason we're here is because we want an opportunity to check it out and see what is happening here at Brasstown. And who better to know about beef? She is a fine dining grand dame of Atlanta. There's probably not many places she hasn't already checked out, written about, posted about, Facebooked about, tweeted about than the delightful Miss M. Miss M, great to have you with us. We actually had a chance to spend some quality time together coming up here in the mountains of nowhere.
Yes, in fact we did.
This is really a neat idea, though, and we talked about this. There's really a pretty good good turnout for the weather conditions, as they're a bit challenging today.
Yes, the weather conditions could be a little bit more pleasant, but I think that a lot of people support, you know, this effort and, you know, showed up regardless.
Well, they're going to have some great things on the menu. Of course, we'll run down the menu a little bit later, but you're going to be writing, blogging, talking about this event. And this is one of those places that's really kind of neat because this gives us an opportunity. It's very difficult for people to find out where the stuff comes from. They hear about how good it is. They hear the story. And we always know, especially as skeptical members of the media, that the stories don't always match up with the product.
I have to say, I've just been down with the cows, actually, myself here, and they look like really happy cows. You know, they're down there eating, they're socializing, they're doing their cow thing, and they, I mean, as much as a cow can look happy, they look pretty happy to me.
Well, how could they not be? In the green, lush grass that they get to drink, the incredible water right out of the mountain springs that they get to drink. I mean, you know, if you got to give it up, this is a place that you would kind of, this is like a resort for cows, you know?
Oh, there's definitely a cow spa going on here. It's like a mud bath down there, you know? So they just need some massages happening, and then, I mean, it's all set.
Well, see, if they were doing that, I'd be afraid because they'd start throwing me down in the mud, massaging me, and then who knows what rump roast might appear on the menu. I'm just saying the possibilities are endless. But this is really a really, really neat place. And I know that Steve Whitmire is really on the cutting edge of really cow husbandry. I mean, he is cutting the edges, setting the standards, and with his son, Whit, they've really set up quite an operation here. And it's a true mom-and-pop success story.
Absolutely. You know, you've got to appreciate people who are putting it all on the line, you know, trying to really improve what their ancestors did. You know, I mean, back in the day, you used to be able to get away with, you know, injecting the beef full of antibiotics and you know, this, that, and the other thing. But they're definitely trying to improve what's happening to the animals to have a more sustainable, you know, and happier existence for them and better for the consumer as well.
Well, we're literally going to from farm to table here. I mean, the beef that we're going to be eating, who knows how loosely and closely it slept in the fields the night before. But the one thing about Brasstown beef is, and I know it's something that the Whitmires are very proud of, is the fact that they are absolutely adamant about consistency. And you know, Em, as many restaurants as we review and go to, consistency seems to be something that very few restaurants can do well consistently.
Absolutely. You know, to produce the best steak, you know, day after day after day, you know, when there's definitely, you know, there's anatomy variations, but I mean, you control that as best you can, you know, by, you know, feeding the animals the same and making sure they have access to green pasture. And, you know, they're roaming. Those cows are out there roaming. They're, you know, coming in when they want a little grain, you know, but, you know, they're not in little teeny tiny pens. You know, they're getting exercise, they're getting fresh air, they're getting grazing, they're getting, you know, grain supplements. I mean, they are being treated as much or as well as you can to produce a consistent product.
And they are also being sonogrammed. We're going to find out so much more about why Brasstown Beef has taken the restaurant industry, the quality restaurant industry, by storm, and why the famed Buckhead Beef carries them, and why so many chefs are excited about it. You, my friends, are going to get to join Michael the Whip and M, the goddess of dining in Atlanta, and the Fat Man as we take you on an incredible once-in-a-lifetime tour of Ridgefield Farms right here in Brasstown, North Carolina. Guys, this is going to be exciting because not only do we get to talk to the chefs, get to hear the story, get to try the beef, but we get to meet a lot of people who have as much respect for the Whitmires as we have come to find, thanks to Cook's Warehouse.
Thanks.
Yep, thanks is what it is. When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. Chef and a Fat Man live from Brasstown, North Carolina. Where the heck is that? Ha! Look it up on a map. Unless you're in Israel, then you'll have to go to a computer. But anyway, my friends, we are here and we'll be right back with more excitement. Living it up big from Brasstown, North Carolina.